Spare us both the effort, cowboy. Move an inch, and it's either lead or malware that'll be going through your head. I have to say, you and your friends have caused me new end of grief this week. I'm not really sure what the odds are of us taking three opposing jobs from different fixes in the space of just 1 week. But here I am to fix our mutual run of bad luck, right? Though, I suppose it was good luck for you initially. Oh well. Your friends? Beats me. My problem isn't really with them, so they're fine. I've got better things to do than to go after getaway drivers or whoever carved that outdated cyberware into you. I'll give you credit. You look more annoyed than scared. I like that. Still got plenty of fight in you. It's a dilemma, honestly. I thought getting you here would take longer, so I haven't really decided on what I'm going to do with you. I'm actually kind of disappointed. I planned on making a whole game out of this, but it really was as simple as asking around in the usual places. Your crew isn't known for its subtlety, is it? Shame. Anyway, after that it was as simple as swapping that cab you ordered with one of my own remote-controlled ones, and then a single hit of sleeping gas was all it took to get you snoring. Here's the thing, this really isn't personal. And if it wasn't for the fact that you absolutely ruined this week for me, I'd maybe even consider recruiting you myself. As it stands, though, you've managed to hit not just my bank account, but also my reputation. I don't suppose you realize what it's like to have a clean and consistent record for so long, only for some guy to show up and ruin it like it was nothing. Pay me back? No, I'm pretty sure you can't pay me back. See, unless you kept the tech you swiped, or somehow didn't kill the exec you were sent to kill, then whatever your fixer paid you isn't nearly enough to pay me back. And that's just talking about what you ended up costing me on the failed jobs, because when you factor in trying to cover the fees for the free mediations just for the chance to restore my rep then... What? Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm dealing with it. Dealing with it my way. No. No more issues after tonight. Of course. It never ends. You can relate. Oh yes, I'm sure the hotshot merc on a lucky streak has had to deal with a corporal guillotine hanging over their neck. Yes, I realize what situation you're in, but it's not the same. No, it really, really isn't. What are you talking about? No. No, I've done my research. I've checked your background thoroughly. Clean record, no failed jobs, no corpo beef. Yeah, right, the hell you did. No one here wipes their record clean. Even if you pay off a mediator, it's basically just a show of good faith. Anyone that actually cares about your skills is going to see when and where you screwed up. You're messing with me, is that it? Trying to get my guard down. Link up and see. Ugh, this is absurd. There is no way. Fine, fine. But just remember what I said earlier. Lead or malware. Old school port in the neck. Nice. I like it. You really do enjoy taking risks. Okay, connecting now. Please don't look at me like that while I'm going through your files. It's really weird. My eyes? What? Huh? You weren't lying. I see a lot of zeros where a lot of ones should be. Not even so much as a name. But that means you had to raid the central database. That's a suicide mission. Everyone knows that. You don't just get to walk into the only corpo-neutral zone in the city without coming out looking like paste. How? Hey, what are you... Get off me! Do you want me to fry what little is left of that brain of yours? I warned you. Synaptic blocker, of course. You weren't worried about Maver, and you took your chances with the lad. Great. So what now? You lied to me to get my guard down, and now you've got me pinned down on my own bed. Are you gonna strangle me? Is that it? What? Help me how? What are you talking about? You don't even know me. Why would you even consider that? Forgive me for being skeptical, but no one else in this awful city would do that for anyone else on a good day, and this isn't even a good day. In case you forgot, I kind of kidnapped you. And I didn't want to hurt you. I wasn't going to. Phone call or not, that was never the plan. Either way, you're the most understanding person in the world, or you're not quite right in the head. Maybe both? You're giving me that look again. If you were at all serious about helping, it's just that you've still got my hands pinned. Thank you. No, it's okay. You really just went for it, huh? Oh, no, don't apologize. Really. It was weird, but not for the reason you think. What I mean is that this whole situation is weird. Yeah, you're right. We do live in a weird city. Weird city, weird people. But I guess they're not all bad. Fuck it. I guess you're one of the good ones. Now come on. We've got a raid to plan.